Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
One thing that I haven't touched on is that President Trump did approve the funding request for the tornadoes here in St. Louis. I think it's less money than was requested.
We're going to give out less money. We're going to give it out directly. It'll be from the president's office. We'll have somebody here. Could be Homeland Security, but we're going to give it out through a method where it's given out. As an example, I just gave out $71 million to a certain state. They were looking to do about 120. They were very happy with the $71 million. We did a little cutting, and they were very happy with it.
So he's talking about Missouri, but keep in mind the original ask in the bill that was going through Jeff City was $25 million. A lot of the Democrats, and I think maybe even the Republicans for this area, from this area, said, look, it needs to be more than that. In the bill that is headed toward Governor Kehoe's desk, it's not final yet, that number is $100 million. So if you combine those numbers, it's a pretty hefty money increase for tornado relief. The problem that I have, and I'm fine with helping people who need help, is how do you keep track of that amount of money? How do you really make sure that the people who need the money are getting the money? All right, let's go to Los Angeles. And the hyperventilating that's going on right now by elected officials in particular, the usual suspects like Maxine Waters.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot some kid who's afraid of you and run? You going to shoot an elected official? If you shoot me, you better shoot straight. I don't know why you're in my city. You did the governor was not contacted. This is Trump and his outrageous attempt to not only target our sanctuary city, but to frighten us and intimidate us.
Yeah, well, the problem is that you kind of summed it up there. You're a sanctuary city. You brought this on your own because you welcome gangbangers and criminal elements into the community, Maxine Waters.
This is Trump and his outrageous attempt to frighten us and intimidate us.
And there's Gavin Newsom. You know, it's funny because Gavin has sort of drifted. Oh, and I mentioned this tweet. Wait till you hear the next segment because I have an interesting tweet that's related to all the gender nonsense. And Gavin Newsom seemed like he was kind of crossing over into sanity, but not here.
I've got 100 now. I have 175 CHP officers, technically trained officers, tactical teams to address Donald Trump's mess. It's wrong. And we're calling for the President of the United States to rescind his order so that he can clean up his own mess.
Then there's the ladies on The View. What would you expect from them?
Trump is militarizing that state as a test run, to make sure that he can do it in places like New York, that he can do it in other sanctuary cities. And so there is a plan to this, in my view. Mm-hmm. And I really think that there's no question that the LAPD, that has 9,000 police officers, could have handled this quite well.
Okay, well, that's their narrative. But one thing that's always missing, well, there's two things. One is they never address the illegal aspect, the criminal. I was taking it a step further. The criminal illegal aspect of this. They also never seem to address the safety issue. And let's face it, they have cheered on rioting in the streets. They really have. They've encouraged it. They did it during Ferguson here in St. Louis. They did it after George Floyd. They do it all the time. Their empathy as Democrats, and I don't really understand it, I guess it's in their DNA, is to never address the reality of what crime victims go through, of what, let's say, shop owners who in LA got looted last night. Are they not victims in all of this? It's Trump's fault. Everything is Trump's fault. When you have burning buildings and burning cars, that's just because Trump takes a stand on something. So former Yuma Sector Border Patrol Chief Chris Klemm is back with us here. He recently completed his 100-day commitment to serve as a special advisor to RFK Jr. at HAS and HHS, rather. Chris, how are you? Welcome back. It's another interesting week, isn't it?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. And my gosh, it is, especially with the Democrats, it never ends, right? That Maxine Waters, I mean, that is a poster child for term limits and just idiocracy that's on the left. I mean, there is never a camera or a lie that she's not willing to tell, and it's despicable. And to top it off, she's, you know, you got the governor there. I watched him on MSNBC on Sunday, and it was a cringeworthy at best. I mean, he's in his emergency operations center. Nobody's in there but him and the cameraman, and all they're showing is video screens of police cars on fire, yet he's saying this is somebody else's problem. It is a long time coming. It is self-inflicted wounds by the progressive, extreme left wing of the Democratic Party that has filtered into the majority of that Democratic Party. And we knew this was going to happen because, like you mentioned, there's not a protest or a grievance that they're not willing to take violence to get their point across, and it's harming their cause. It's harming the communities, and it's really damaging them further along with the American people. Because I can tell you, everybody I talk to, and I'm actually in the state of Michigan right now, and they're just shaking their heads like, I can't believe that this is going on in LA. Like, these people are nuts.
Well, and you also know, and I think that it's accurate to say that a lot of this are the usual suspects. They're the people who came here, Soros funded, to St. Louis on multiple occasions, went to Minneapolis. Then people get all caught up in this. Here's an L.A. County sheriff that says, look, Gavin Newsom.
Governor Newsom needs to put his phone down, go sit in his house behind the comfort of his TV screen and a couch and be quiet, because he is doing nothing but fueling this process. He needs to stay out of the way of law enforcement. He knows nothing about this. He knows absolutely nothing about the enforcement of law. He despises the enforcement of law.
You know, Chris, maybe I'm wrong here, but I haven't heard any audio from Karen Bass, the mayor of LA, who, by the way, is an empathizer with Fidel Castro. I mean, I'm just going to call it like I see. She's a Marxist, right? She's a communist. But outside of that, which we kind of know Gavin Newsom is too, why wouldn't they, for just one moment, in part of the conversations they have with the legacy media, and the legacy media is at blame here too, why wouldn't they say, all right, we've got a dangerous situation here that is created by criminal migrants who may rape and murder and gangbang and do whatever they're going to do. They looted last night. Maybe we should get control of that. Now, their narrative right now is, oh, we had plenty of resources to do that. Well, apparently it didn't, right, after what we saw on Sunday in particular.
Well, if they did that, then they would be ruining their narrative, right? Because this is what they want. They want the chaos so they can blame. Their whole agenda is blaming others. They respond with their reptilian brain and emotions, not solutions and facts. That's the difference between what is happening out of this administration and what's happening in California, specifically Newsom's office and Bass's office. You know, you kind of were getting to the point that this is the usual suspects. Think about this. It was a week ago or more when the neighborhood in San Diego came out with their cell phones and was, you know, yelling at ICE for doing targeted enforcement operations on criminal aliens. And then it was Friday. I talked to a bishop in L.A. County this morning. There were 21 hotspots where things were flaring up with people protesting, turning into riots before President Trump even mentioned anything on Saturday. So for Newsom to act like they got this under control, why was it over two hours before LAPD responded for assistance by federal agents who were under attack by those? We've all seen the video. Those aren't pebbles. Those aren't decorative rocks.
Those are chunks of concrete. And I can tell you, I've seen it firsthand when our agents get pummeled with chunks of concrete off the border wall through their car windows. That is assault on a federal agent. And I think if I read the headlines earlier today, they found that guy in the motorcycle helmet that was throwing rocks and those chunks of concrete at those cars. Look, this is absolutely ridiculous. I cannot emphasize enough that this administration is doing the right thing in sending as much weight of the federal government to LA to calm this down. And you know what? This is exactly funded. It's gone beyond a simple immigration protest to this is assaulted behavior. You see everything playing out in real time, and we've got to end it. I agree that it should never have gotten to this, but I also agree that the president has an obligation to protect its citizens, whether the mayor or whether the governor wants it or not. I applaud the administration for stepping up, and, you know, I wish we weren't there. I really do. I wish we've been talking about this on this show and everywhere else. This is what happens when you have sanctuary policies and you have state bills like SB 54 that prohibit the state from working with federal immigration authorities. This is a problem in California. And you know what? We'll make them an example, I guess.
To your point, here's what Pam Bondi said. I don't know if it's the guy who was, you know, trying to throw the bricks, but they did identify one person.
That guy has just been identified, and they are doing a search warrant on his house as we speak. So you can run. You can't hide. We are coming after you federally. If you assault a police officer, if you rob a store, if you loot, if you spit on a police officer, we're coming after you.
So, and they should come after him. What is your opinion? One of the questions I wanted to get into with you, I heard a pretty lengthy discussion last week, even on Fox, about the ICE agents having masks on. And some people are saying, look, why are they wearing masks? What is your position on that? To me, it seems a little odd that they're not showing their faces. Now, I know that part of it is because they're worried about being identified, being doxxed, and then having retribution against.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's them.
Yeah, I mean, that is unfortunately the reality of today's world. I mean, you see it out there playing out on social media. I was just going through Facebook feeds and see people posting things about doxing every ICE agent out there. Part of it also has to do with they're using the full weight of ICE, which is Homeland Security investigations, as well as their enforcement removal operations. Those investigators are special agents that are sometimes undercover. They're doing investigations and things like that. So they are wearing those because normally they're going to be in plain clothes and they're going to be, you know, you're not supposed to be able to find them because they're doing undercover investigations. So that's part of it because they want to protect their identity from the criminals. And we know that, look, this isn't just a simple illegal alien being arrested. These are people that are part of foreign terrorist organizations. They're part of, you know, the cartel network. And we know that places like California, they're embedded. They have contacts with those type of organizations.
And so, yeah, they need to protect themselves. I agree. It's not normal. We don't do that typically. But in a situation like this where they are going after criminals who are part of terrorist organizations and cartels, you know what? They got to protect themselves and they got to protect their families. And so, you know, that's going to happen. I mean, routine patrol, like by our Border Patrol agents, they're not doing that. But when we have our undercover agents that are going out in uniform to be part of these bigger operations, yeah, I think it's par for the course for them to do some concealment. Look, the uniform gives the badge, the name, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, they're not doing anything illegal. But yeah, it can be odd, and obviously the left is going to spin that as, you know, like, you know, I are here. Oh, they're not really even officers. They're part of the Proud Boys and all that kind of nonsense. No, these are just undercover agents, most of them, that are actually been stepped up into uniform to do the job right now.
Chris Klemm is our guest tonight. He used to be a Border Patrol chief, worked in the administration also for 100 days before kind of going back to what you do in your normal life. So there's a story a couple of days ago in our local paper, and it says immigrant arrests rise in St. Louis, definitely an uptick. Now, they never use, Chris, as you know, the word illegal. They never really address the fact that people are here and already sometimes have deportation orders. So they pull at the heartstrings. They say, and look, some of this is very emotional. I know there's human elements to it. They talk about a guy who had a father that had never missed a check-in. It was an immigrant from Honduras. I've been to Honduras. I've been on a mountaintop in Honduras where they don't have running water, electricity, and certainly they want a better life. But there are things that happen, and you know this. People cross the border. They're not supposed to be here. Maybe or maybe not. They have check-ins with ICE or with immigration officials. But in many cases, they have deportation orders that are standing in place, and they just have not been sent back. So when it comes to the pulling of the heartstrings, sometimes there's kids involved, things along those lines. How would you address that? Because the media coverage never really focuses in on the specific reasons or the crimes that somebody might have committed to lead to the deportation.
Yeah, so first of all, as we know, we'll start with the basics. You know, you enter the country illegally, that's a crime. That's all we have to do on the administrative removal. I don't need a criminal warrant, anything like that. We can effect a removal. You get a chance to get in front of the judge. The judge affects the removal. We execute the removal and you're out. If you fail to remove, then you become, you know, that's a warrant. We call that a bag and baggage. You have an order of removal, which means you don't really get that appeal right. You got to go. And so there's a lot of that out there. But what I would also say is take this back to the legacy media, really under Obama's first term, maybe second term, with the Associated Press started changing the word, not using the word illegal, not using the word alien, all that kind of stuff. So this kind of goes back into that emotional game, right? The law still refers to them as illegal aliens, but when the legacy media stop calling them illegal aliens, or you know, using that term illegal and classifying them all as immigrants, it starts changing that narrative, and that's what you have today. Today's press, today's generation that's now, you know, alert to things, only sees this as immigration or immigrants, not the illegal part of it, which is what ICE is doing. And I know what has been made public. Every one of those targeted arrests that they made over the last few days and few weeks in LA have all had orders of removal, or there are prior criminal aliens with misdemeanor crimes on top of the illegal alien or legal entry or felony. So this is not, you know, there
it's
are
not
some
random.
Collateral.
Right.
Yeah, they're not random. There's going to be some collateral. You're at the wrong. If all you did was cross illegally and you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, things are going to happen. But the reality is, the way you tell people is like, look, there are opportunities to get right. And if you haven't done it and you have a criminal history beyond your legal entry, this is who they're coming after.
Well, and also beyond that, if you had people in this country that are U.S. citizens, no matter what color they are, and they've evaded law enforcement because of warrants that could be from felonies or whatever the crime might be, are you removed from your children? Yeah, you're going to be, yeah. Right?
Yeah. This happens every day. While we're on the phone, unfortunately, somebody is getting pulled over for DUI that has a child with them, you know, and that child is going to be taken away from them and put in. Into custody of someplace else. This kind of stuff happens every day. If you and I rob a bank and our kids are with us, they don't excuse us for
right.
that.
Exactly.
And at the same time, too, and the last point I'll make on that with the families, if you are here illegally and you have U.S. citizen children and you have done nothing to make yourself whole for the betterment of your family, and let me tell you something,
under Obama, under Biden, even probably under Trump 45, if you would have shown up at an immigration office and said, hey, all I've done is cross illegally, you had a pretty good chance of you were not going to get deported. You were going to be put into a process to where you have a bite at the apple, especially if you've done everything right and you're married to a U.S. citizen.
Right.
But they haven't done that. They've continued to evade authorities, and then now we're going to...
Consequences now. Yeah,
it's consequences now, you know?
Chris, so, always great to have you on. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I hope it's cooler in Michigan than it is here in St. Louis, by the way.
There you go. I appreciate it, Mark. Always.
Take care. Oh, we have a response from Simone Biles. With the Riley Gaines situation.
Oh,
yes, we do. It's very interesting. Coming up next, Batya Ungar Sargon at the bottom of the hour.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.